新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
愿神给你们一个丰盛，也满有果子的一年。
May God give you a blessed and fruitful year.
我们心里面都很难过啊。
We're all very heavy-hearted.
那彼得他离开了我们。
Peter has left us.
被主接走。
He received by our Lord.
本来我在我就在思考要不要跟你们讲一篇道是安慰鼓励你们。
I was thinking whether I should speak to you regarding a message of comfort.
因为在这个时候我们人心真的是很需要。
Because this is a time we do really need of.
不过我就想起在我去短宣之前
I just remember before I left for a short mission.
我跟彼得跟他的谈话
I had a conversation with Peter.
那么我知道他有一个心意
I know that he had a will.
或者是说心愿吧
Or he had a desire.
就是希望能以他自己过去的生活、成为见证然后鼓励弟兄姐妹、知道怎么样不要把心思意念都花在这个世界上的事情上面。
He wished that he could give our brother sister a testimony because of his life, that we shall not put our hearts on this earth.
能够好好的追求。
So that we may seek.
更认识主。
To know our God.
他希望。他原来是在写一些东西哈。
He was writing something.
他希望能够让更多的弟兄姐妹，我也鼓励他，我说你写了留下来，那么让更多的弟兄姐妹可以看见。
Hashmar has also encouraged him to write things down so that can be encouragement for many other brothers and sisters.
能够鼓励弟兄姐妹对神的事情要更认真。
So that encourage us to be more serious about God's.
所以我想今天我还是跟大家分享这个从马太福音第16章那边告诉大家要跟随主做门徒。
So today I will continue to share with you from Matthew 16 how to be a disciple and follow our Lord.
这也是他心里面希望能够让弟兄姐妹看见这个全心全意的追求这个世界上的事情，那么你会受到亏损的。
This is also what he want us to know. If we seek the world wholeheartedly, and we shall lose something.
我们信了主之后。有一件事情很重要的，就是要做门徒。
There's one thing that's very important after we become believers, that is for discipleship.
刚才我们念了马太福音第十六章二十一节一直到二十八节。
We have just read Matthew 16 from verse 21 to 28.
我们再念一遍。
We shall read one more time.
二十四节到二十八节。
From verses 24 to 28.
我今天早上也在我们教会讲了。因为我们教会现在今年有一个主题就是、要做门徒。
I also preached this in my church this morning. There's a theme for our church this year is discipleship.
所以我们再读一遍24到28节。
Let's read one more time verses 24 to 28.
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为自己生命的，凡为我上吊生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人子要在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前 必看见人子降临在他的国里。我们一起祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们来到你面前，你让我们真的是看见我们在灵里面是贫穷的。
Our heavenly Father, we come before you. You let us see how poor are we in our spirit.
我们也真的是对你不认识。
We really do not know you.
我们在你面前算是愚拙的。
We are ignorant before you.
但是你却把你的慈悲临到我们的身上。
Yet you have your mercy on us.
让我们能够在这个世界上，我们就能够认识你。
So that we may live in this world and yet get to know you.
我们回到你的面前。
We return to you.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们把今天这一段时间仰望在你的手中。
We present this time into thy hands.
我们当中如果还没有认识你的，主求你开他们的眼睛。
If there's anyone in our midst still do not know you, would you please open their eyes?
让他们知道有一个很重要的事情，关乎他们生命的事。
Let them know this very important thing regarding their lives.
让我们已经信你的，让我们也知道有一件事情非常非常重要。
For those who are believers, we also need to know there's one thing is very important.
就是我们要跟随你做门徒。
That is, we need to follow you to be your disciple.
求你激动我们的心。
May you encourage our hearts.
用你自己的话来激动我们。
Stir us with your own words.
让我们被你的话所感动。
So that we may be moved by your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
求你也保守我们每一个人。
May you also guide and protect each one of us.
我们感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and thanks in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请你看24节，马太福音第16章24节。
Let's just look at verse 24 of Matthew 16.
在这里告诉我们，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我。”
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me."
若有人要跟从我，这一句话直接翻译过来的意思就是说。若有人要紧紧地跟在我的后面。
So this means if somebody who wants to follow very close to me.
他的意思就是做门徒。
The meaning is to be a disciple.
第一件事情就是要应当舍己。
The first thing he should is deny self.
这是第一个条件。
That's the first condition.
我们从16章的第一节一直到23节。我们看见圣灵记下了几件不同的事情。
From 16 verse 1 to 23, we see many things recorded by the Spirit.
当我们看过了之后，我们就会更明白舍己是什么意思。
After we read it, we even get better understanding what it means by denying oneself.
第一件事情就是从第一节到第四节。
The first thing is recorded in verse 1 to 4.
他在这里说到法利赛人和撒都该人跟主耶稣之间发生的事情。
Here's something happened between Pharisees and the Sadducees and our Lord Jesus.
法利赛人和撒都该人，他们在耶稣时代是很有名的。
The Pharisees and Sadducees, they are very famous during the time of Jesus.
在什么方面有名呢？
What are they famous of?
就是他们对旧约的知识，特别是对律法，非常非常精通。他们认为，
They think they are very good in knowing the law.
他们总以为他们所知道的是对的。
They think what they know is right.
换句话讲，就是他们常常自以为是。
So in other words, they think they are right. They think of themselves.
他常常用他们自己的对圣经的对旧约的认知来解释圣经。
They often interpret the Bible according to their own knowledge.
保罗说他们是想要求自己的义。保罗自己是一个法利赛人。
The Paul, he is a Pharisee himself, but he thinks they are trying to seek their own righteousness.
其实你去读保罗书信的时候，你就会发现保罗的意思就是说，这些人想要做他们自己的救主。
So if you read Paul's epistles, you know he's telling those people who want their own savior.
他们自己就可以救他们，因为他们自己的义。他们可以救他们。
So they think they can save them, themselves through their own righteousness.
他们的眼睛看到的就是这些东西。
All what they see was those things.
所以当真正的弥赛亚站在他们当中的时候，
So when the true Messiah was in their midst,
他们都没有办法认出来。
They could not know it.
他们甚至还想拼命的想要试试看这个人到底是不是。
They even want to try to see if this one is.
所以他们才问主耶稣，他说你行个神迹给我们看吧。
Therefore, he asked our Lord to show them a miracle.
一直到这个地方，主耶稣已经行过了许多的神迹。
Till to this time, Jesus has performed many, many miracles.
甚至他喂饱了5000个男的，喂饱了4000个男的。
So he has even fed 5,000 or 4,000, 5,000 men.
他们眼睛看到了。
What they have seen.
但是他们没有办法分辨。
But they cannot discern.
因为他们太以他们自己为中心了。
Because they were so centered among themselves.
所以主耶稣说，你们这些人只知道分辨气候。
That's why Jesus said you can only discern weather.
但是却没有办法分辨神的救恩。
But you cannot discern God's salvation.
也没有办法知道主神的时间已经到了。
You do not even know that God's time is here.
这是第一件事情。
So that's the first thing.
他跟法利赛人还有撒都该人之间所发生的经过。
That's what happened between him and the Pharisees and Sadducees.
第二件。
The second.
就是从第五节开始一直到第十二节。
Verse 5 to 12.
这里讲到门徒渡到加利利海的另外一边。
Here the disciples went across to the other side of Galilee.
第五节告诉我们他们忘了带饼。
So, well, verse 5, it says they went across the lake.They forgot to track their bread.
耶稣对他们说，耶稣就对他们说，你们要谨慎啊，要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
So, Jesus warned them. So be careful. You need to watch, guard against the yeast of the Pharisees.
我们看第七节门徒的反应。
Let's see the reactions of the disciples in verse 7.
门徒彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有带饼吗？
They said, it is because we didn't bring any bread.
他的门徒看见的就是这些所能看见的东西，就是这些饼。
His disciples can only see what they can see, which is the bread.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们太看重世上的东西了。
So Lord Jesus told them you are too emphasized too much on the worldly things.
他们跟法利赛人撒都该人好像没有什么差别。
They are not any different from the Pharisees and Sadducees.
在这个时候他们已经跟随主耶稣差不多快要3年的时间了。
At this time they've been following the Lord for almost 3 years.
后面接下去主耶稣就告诉他们，他说，你们不记得吗？那五个饼分给5000人，收拾了多少篮子的零碎呢？还有剩下的哈。那么然后他又说，那7个饼分给4000个人，又收拾了多少的篮，多少筐子的零碎，你们都不记得了吗？
So he said, you don't remember how many those five bread that fed 5,000 people and many left over in the back full of baskets, or the 4,000 that were fed with many left in the basket.
你说他们不记得吗？
Do you think they don't remember?
主耶稣在这里告诉他们，因为他们太过注重世界上的事情。
Jesus told them there were too much emphasis on the worldly things.
因此当主耶稣跟他们讲说你们要防备法利赛人的教的时候，
So when Jesus told them to guard against the yeast,
他们脑筋里面想到的就是饼。
So they can only think of
因此他们不明白主耶稣所说的话。
Therefore, they do not understand what Jesus said.
他们不明白主耶稣是要告诉他们要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教导。
Jesus warning them to guard against the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
是一种以人为中心的教导。
It's a people-centered.
可以自救的。
So they can save themselves.
就好像现在在书店里面，你常常看，你知道你去书店里面看啊，有一种书是很多很多的，就是 self help.
So if you go to the bookstore, you can see some there's a large number of books 是帮助你自己的书。
就是怎么样帮助你，怎么样救你自己。
So how can you save yourself?
当你有问题的时候，你怎么样去解决
？So if I have a question, how do you solve it?
但是在这个时候，主耶稣告诉他的门徒，因为他们心里面太注重这些事情，所以他们主耶稣讲的话他们听不懂的。
So Jesus telling them, you're so emphasized on yourself, you do not understand what the Lord is teaching.
他们也看不见主耶稣是神的儿子。
They cannot see Jesus the Son of God.
我们很多时候我们也是这个样子。
Many times we're the same.
我们有的时候常常听人家讲说圣经看不懂。
Sometimes people say, I do not understand the Bible.
有没有？
Have you heard that?
你自己是不是这样子？
Are you the same way?
你要不然就是根本就没有重生。
Or maybe you were never even born again.
要不然你就是太过注重世界上的事情，太过注重你自己。
Or you were too much emphasized on yourself, emphasized on worldly things.
你带了许许多多的过去的思想的包袱来到主的面前。
You carry many baggages of yourself.
就像这些法利赛人、撒都该人，就像主耶稣的门徒，他没有办法听懂主耶稣讲的话。
Just like those people, the Pharisees, they cannot understand what Jesus is talking.
这是前面两件事情。
That's the two things before that happened.
第三件事情。
The third.
是发生在彼得和其他的门徒身上的。
Happened on Peter and some disciples.
这是从第十三节一直到第二十节。
From verse 13 to 20.
这时候耶稣带着他的门徒到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
This time, Jesus take the disciples with him to Caesarea.
他就问他的门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
So he asked the disciples, what people say the Son of Man is?
你们有没有想过主耶稣为什么这样子问他们？
Did you see, know, think, why does Jesus ask?
别人说我是谁？
What do other people say who am I?
我们看他们怎么回答。
Let's see how they responded.
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰。
Some says you are the John the Baptist.
有人说是以利亚。
Some says you are Elijah.
又有人说是耶利米。
Some say you are Jeremiah.
或许就是在生命记里面摩西所讲的那一位大先知。
Or you were the great prophet spoken in Deuteronomy.
你知道主耶稣为什么这样问他们吗？
You know why Jesus asked them?
因为我想在当时的的确确在市面上在犹太人当中有一种传说啊，就是说因为人家看见耶稣所行的神迹嘛，这是你从四福音里面你看得见的。
So I think you can see through the synoptic gospels in those days there's something among talking about Jesus among the people.
他们看见主耶稣所行的神迹奇事，
They saw the miracles performed by Jesus.
他们就在猜测，就在揣摩。
So they were trying to guess.
我们也可以说是当初比较流行的话。
Using their popular words in those days.
有人说是施洗约翰。
Someone says it's John the Baptist.
有人说是以利亚。
Some says Elijah.
又有人说是耶利米。
Some says Jeremiah.
又有人说你是那位大先知。
Or you're the great prophet.
你如果从四福音里面，你就看见他们从来没有去跟主耶稣谈过这些事情。
They never talked with Jesus about this. You can see that through the synoptic gospels.
这是别人的说法。
This is what other people say.
但是主耶稣他接下去他就问他的门徒，那你们说我是谁？
So Jesus asked him the disciples, "What do you say, who am I?"
那么在十七节的时候，十六节，西门彼得就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
So in verse 16, Simon Peter responded, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
这是标准答案。
This is the standard response.
那么主耶稣就告诉他，他说：“不是你自己可以回答的。”
So Jesus told him, "You cannot answer that yourself."
他说，不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
Is that it's not you the flesh can tell you, but my Father in heaven who has shown you.
我在想，主耶稣他就知道他的时间该到了。
So I think Jesus now knows.His time is coming.
他需要把一些事情告诉他的门徒。
He needs to tell some things to his disciples.
接下去他就告诉他教会的事情。
And then he's told them about the church.
教会在这里是主耶稣在地上第一次提到。
Church here is the first time our Lord Jesus mentioned.
你知道，当我在看这里的时候，我就在想，他的门徒完全不知道从十八节到二十节是什么意思。
When I think his disciples have no understanding of what is saying here between verses 18 and 20.
说实在话，我们现在都不太清楚。
To be honest, even today, we don't quite understand.
天主教有天主教的解释。
The Catholics have their own interpretation.
福音派的教会有福音派教会的解释。
Other churches have their own interpretation.
当然我是福音派的，所以我就赞成福音派教会的解释。
So because I am the evangelist, so I agree with it.
但是历史历代这些神学家、这些解经家就是在那边一直讨论这个问题，没有真正的一个，就是说没有一个答案可以让大家都满意。
So throughout the ages, different people have different interpretations. So there's no one answer can satisfy all.
所以我相信门徒啊，他们听完了之后，他们一点都不知道他在讲什么。
So I believe those disciples, after heard it, they do not understand anything that was said.
我们看第二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
二十一节，他在这里就告诉我们，从此耶稣才指示门徒。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples.
主耶稣知道他自己的时间。
Jesus knows his own time.
他跟父神之间的关系非常非常深刻。
He has a deep relationship with.
虽然他在地上，但是我相信他跟主是跟父是联合而为一的。
Even though he was on earth, I believe he is united with his father.
他听完了门徒听完了，特别是彼得的讲的事情之后
，After he heard what Peter said,
他第一次说出了一个关于十字架的真理。
The first time he spoke of the truth of the cross.
这个十字架的真理是什么呢
？What is the truth?
就是说。他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日要复活
That is he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders chief priests and the teachers of the law
他讲到说要受苦
He says he's going to suffer
这是十字架的真理
That's the truth of the cross
果然我们看看彼得的反应
Let's see how Peter reacted.
好，彼得他怎么讲呢
？What did Peter say?
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
”So Peter said, "Never, Lord," he said, "This shall never happen to you."
你知道我们中文翻译啊，很客气啊，这是有点我们中国人的传统啊。
So our Chinese translation reflects a tradition is.Said very mildly.
其实他是他直接的意思就是说他不是劝他他是责备他
So actually that Peter was rebuking
他说你怎么可以去受苦呢
How can you go suffer?
你是弥赛亚
You are Messiah
你是应该是要来救我们的
You are to save us
你应该显出你强大的地方
You're going to show your strength
你应该让我们看见你的膀臂
You want to let us see your arm
你能够救我们的
You can save us
但是你说你要去受苦
But you say you're going to go
然后你告诉我们你要去被钉死在十字架上
So that's going to be nailed on the cross
这不合我们的逻辑
This doesn't according to our logic
所以彼得告诉他，这事必不能临到你身上。
That's why Peter says, "Never, Lord, should never happen to you."
这是人的想法。
This is what man may think.
弟兄姐妹，想想看。
So brothers and sisters, I think.
法利赛人、撒都该人。
Pharisees, the Pharisees and Sadducees.
他的门徒在饼的这件事情上面。
So and his disciples thinking about the bread.
然后这个在该撒利亚腓立比境内所发生的事情
Then they went to Caesarea and what happened there.
然后他告诉他们他要上耶路撒冷去受苦然后被钉死在十字架上三天以后从死里复活
And then he told them he's going to Jerusalem he's going to be nailed on the cross and resurrect after three days
这三个事情中间有没有什么共同的地方？
Is there a common thread among these three things?
因为我们很多时候从我们对圣经里面对神啊，很多事情都是这个样子。
Many times, brothers and sisters, regarding God, we're all the same.
从亚当夏娃开始。
From Adam and Eve.
从挪亚洪水。
From Noah and the flood.
还有亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
还有以色列人从埃及出来，然后进到迦南地。
Leaving Egypt into Canaan.
里面发生许多的事情。
There are many things that happen.
我们常常就会认为说神啊。你怎么可以这样子做事情？
So we often say, God, how can you do things like this?
你不是慈爱的吗？
Aren't you loving?
你为什么这样子做事情？
Why do you do things like this?
你不该做这种事情的。
You shouldn't do those things.
主耶稣讲得很非常非常恰当。
So Jesus said very properly.
他说你们是体贴人的意思。
So you are according to man's thought.
不体贴神的意思。
You're not thinking about God's things.
从我们人的想法，弥赛亚怎么可以受苦呢？
From our thinking, how can Messiah suffer?
你的老百姓已经在这里受苦了。
That your people are suffering.
你再来跟我们一起受苦。
Then you come to suffer with us.
那我们等谁呢？
So who should we wait for?
神应该显出他的大能来。
So God ought to show his great power.
对不对？我们从圣经上面看见，神只要吹一口气就行了嘛。
So from the Bible we said God only need to breathe.
那些仇敌就会像这个叫什么这个米糠一样会被吹跑的。
So the enemies shall be blown away just like chaps.
或者像一个狮子。
Or like a lion.
只要大吼一声嘛。
There's only great roar.
事情不就解决了吗？
All things will be solved.
难怪这些法利赛人、撒杜盖人，他们不知道耶稣他的大能。
That's why the Pharisees do not understand Jesus' great power.
所以，当主耶稣平静风和海的时候
，So when our Lord Jesus calmed the sea,
在船上的人都说：“哇，这个人是谁啊？连风和海都听他的话。
”So the people on the boat were surprised. Who is this person? Even the wind and sea listened to him.
他是神。
He is God.
在圣经里面，你知道，在圣经里面，如果仔细去，你如果仔细去读旧约啊，特别是诗歌哈。
But if you carefully read all the Old Testament, particularly the Psalms,
你会发现，当神一开始动作的时候
，You realize when God starts to act,
天地都要震动
，The whole earth shall shake.
天地都要改变
，The whole earth shall change.
大山小山都要跳跃。
The all the mountains shall jump.
但是这不是我们人所看见的。
This is not what we man can see.
因为我们太过注重我们自己。
Because we were too much emphasized.
因为我们太过注重这个世界上的事情。
Too much emphasized on this world.
因为我们有我们自己的想法。
We have the things we the way we think.
当神照他自己的计划行事的时候
，When God does things according to His own plan,
因为不合我们的逻辑
，It doesn't according to our logic.
我们就问他，你为什么这样子做事情
？Why do you do this?
你为什么不这样子做事情
？Why don't you do this way?
当他改变的时候
，When God changes,
当我们看见圣经上他改变的时候
，When we see in the Bible He changes,
那圣经上常用一个词就是后悔。
So the Bible used the word regret.
那我们又有话说了。
Then we'll have more to say.
神怎么可以后悔呢？
Can God regret?
这就是我们人。
This is us as men.
我们就会想说，哇，连神都会做错事情啊。
So we may think even God can make mistakes.
所以我们现在进到第二十四节。
Now we get to verse 24.
他说，于是，就是连着前面所发生的事情。
Then Jesus.
他说，要跟在他后面，要紧紧的跟在他后面的人。
So for those who want to come closely after him.
第一件事情，应当要舍己。
So the first is to deny yourself.
不要像法利赛人、撒杜该人。
Don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
不要像那些门徒忘了带饼，然后呢就发生了那些事情。
Don't be like those disciples who forgot to take the bread.
也不能像彼得。
Don't be like Peter.
我们要把我们自己的主见丢掉。
We have to give up our own mind.
我们的传统的观念把它放开。
We can forsake our traditional thoughts.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要记住一件事情。
We need to remember one thing, brothers, sisters.
不是你先走，然后主跟着你。
It's not you walk and the Lord will follow you.
而是主走在前面，你紧紧的跟在他的后面。
It's God walks before you and you follow closely after.
不是用你自己过去的这些思想的包袱，你的逻辑来认识来解释神所做的事情。
You cannot interpret what God does with your own thoughts, your own experience.
你要把你的主张放下来。
You have to forsake your own thinking.
在马太福音第五章第三节。
In Matthew 5, chapter 3.
八福的第一个条件是虚心的人有福了。
It says, the blessed are those who are poor in heart.
就是他在灵里面，他知道他自己是什么都没有的。
So those are the people in their spirit, they know they do not have anything.
这种人，天国会临到他们的。
For those, the kingdom is theirs.
只有承认自己在灵里面是贫穷的人。
You need to acknowledge that you are poor in spirit.
他才能够有神的国临到他的身上。
Then you will have God's kingdom on you.
他的眼睛会被打开的。
Then his eyes will be open.
他的耳朵也会被打开。
And his ear will be also open.
他才能够看见神所讲的话是什么意思。
Then he can see the meaning of God, what God says.
这就是舍己。
This is deny yourself.
弟兄姐妹，这里所讲的舍己是主耶稣讲的。
So this is what Jesus said.
不是我们常常想的，比方说，哎呀，我做门徒就不能看电影了啊。不能打牌了，不能搓麻将了，不能钓鱼了，不能抽烟了，不能喝酒了，不是这些。
So the deny yourself is not what you think. Oh, now I'm a disciple. I cannot play mahjong. I cannot go fishing. I cannot drink wine.
我们常常以为做门徒好像我们要放弃很多的东西。
We often think when we want to be a disciple.We have to give up many things.
神不要你这些东西的。
God doesn't want your things.
当你明白跟随主是做门徒是什么意思的时候。
When you understood what the meaning of being a disciple.
当你把你自己奉献给他的时候。
When you commit yourself to him.
我告诉你，你会觉得搓麻将没什么意思的。
I tell you, you will not find any pleasure in playing mahjong.
你会觉得酒也没什么意思的。
You will also feel this not very tasteful in wine.
你会觉得打牌啊，哦，打牌找朋友是不是啊？会不会打？你们都不会啊？哇！
So you play mahjong, have to find the friends.
找朋友，没什么意思的。
There's no more any meaning.
这是第一个所谓的舍己。是什么意思？
Deny yourself.
结果他在讲，他说跟在他的后头，紧紧跟随他的。
Then he says, "Follow me."
第二个命令就是背起十字架。
So the second is to take up the cross.
他说他的十字架。
Take up his cross.
就是那个人的十字架。
It's the person's cross.
就像主耶稣一样。
Just like
主耶稣告诉他的门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长和文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日要复活。
So Jesus told them he must go to Jerusalem and suffer from the chief priests, the teachers, and Pharisees, and died and resurrected in 3 days.
我们也应该有受苦的心智。
We also should have the heart of suffering.
甚至于死。
Even to death.
这就是十字架的意思。
This is the meaning of cross.
你知道很有趣的一件事情，就是撒旦啊，他的意思也是说，哎，不要受苦啊。
You know, it's very interesting. Satan also tells you not to suffer.
不需要受苦的。
You don't need to suffer.
你如果不受苦，你仍然可以得到荣耀的。
You can still be glorified without suffering.
这个是在他试探主耶稣的时候我们就看出来了。
This is what you can see by the time he tested our Lord Jesus.
他试探主耶稣的时候他就骗主耶稣，对不对？他就让主耶稣哇，好像你们现在这个，他就我自己在想啊，就好像电脑上面开了一个橱窗啊，然后让他看见这个世界上所有的荣华富贵。
So when he tested our Lord Jesus, I think it's like on the computer, just open the a new page, which he see all the glories and things of the world.
他要让他看见还有另外一条路可以得荣耀。
He want him to see there's another way to be glorified.
他告诉耶稣，他说你只要拜我一下就行了。
He says, he just to worship me.
主耶稣知道这唯一的一条路可以得荣耀的就是先经过苦难然后再得荣耀。
Jesus knows the only way to get to be glorified is to, through suffering.
他不但他自己受苦，
not only he himself suffered,
他也要所有跟随他的跟他一样受苦，带他们进荣耀里面去。
He also want all those who follow him be suffered and take them into glory.
今天我们在教会里面我们看见其实撒旦在许多人的身上做同样的欺骗。
So today in our church we can see Satan is doing the same deceiving people.
特别是像我们活在美国这种社会里面，
especially when we live in this American society.
我们讲的就是平安喜乐，
we want the peace and joy.
我们讲的就是能够叫做什么成功啊，就是能够成功。
So、we want to be successful.
做基督徒也挺好的嘛。
It's very good to be a Christian.
这是撒旦迷惑人的心。
So this is how Satan deceives people.
其实现在你从报从那个电视上面你去看，电脑上面你去看，最吸引人的福音就是成功神学。
So if you listen to the computers or television, the most attractive theology is the theology of success.
这不是主的要求。
But this is not the Lord's requirement.
弟兄姐妹，做门徒是必须的。
So, brothers and sisters, it is necessary to be a disciple.
一个人信了主之后，他必须要做门徒。
Once you become a believer, you have to be a disciple.
你知道不可能有一个人他只是信徒，然后其他什么都不是。
It's not possible for somebody just to be a believer but nothing else.
信徒等于门徒。
So a believer is the same as a disciple.
等于基督徒。
The same equal to Christian.
做门徒是需要付代价的。
So to be a disciple, you have to pay a price.
是要舍己。
To deny yourself.
是要背十字架。
To take your cross.
不是只有像我们刚才所讲的这些，放弃这个，放弃这个啊，不是这些东西。
It's not just to give up things.
但是你跟随主做门徒，很可能你有一个地步你要死。
If you want to be a disciple, follow the Lord.To a point you may have to die.
或者你的名会被破坏。
Or your name will be broken.
过去人家高抬你。
In the past, they respect you.
人家觉得你在科学的领域上面，在你自己的工作上面很有成就。
They think you are very successful in your work, in your career.
但是当你做了门徒之后，
But after become a disciple,
人家很可能会轻看你。
They may look down upon you.
因为你不再是他们所认为的有科学知识的人。
You are no longer like the one they used to know.
有科学知识的人是不会信这些东西的。
If you have science knowledge, you would not believe such.
而是跟其他这些所谓的老弱妇孺一模一样。
So you're just like those who are old and weak and women.
那些人是没有知识的。
They do not have knowledge.
那些人是没有文化的。
They do not have a culture.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这个也是代价。
This is a price.
这是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
不是我讲的。
It's not what I said.
曾经有宣教士，我跟一些宣教士谈交谈。
I have talked with some evangelists.
他们说，在某些地方传福音啊，真的是不容易。
they say it's very difficult to spread the gospel in some places.
他们不是称他们自己是基督徒。
They don't call themselves.
他们也不称他们自己是信徒。
They don't call themselves a disciple.
他们称他们自己是耶稣的跟随者。
They call themselves the followers of Jesus.
他们传福音的时候，不像我们在北美这些地区哈。
It's not like when we evangelize in North America.
就好像主耶稣讲的一个比方，一个农夫啊，出去撒种，对不对？
It's like the parable of the sower.
然后他就撒啊撒啊，撒到哪里算哪里，对不对？
He sowed the seeds wherever he can sow.
那么有的是撒在路旁的，
some fell on，
有的撒在土浅石头地上的，
some fell on the rocky soil，
有的是撒在荆棘里面的，
some fell into the thorns，
只有另外一种是撒在好土里面的，
some were sowed in the fertile ground。
你知道他们不是这样子传福音的。
They are not spread, evangelizing.
他们怎么传福音呢？
How do they evangelize?
他们，这是他们告诉我的。
This is what they told me.
是，我觉得这是很好的比方哈。
I think it's a very good.
他说我们就是拿着一个种子。
We took a seed.
到处去找有没有土壤。
We search for soil.
有没有好的土。
Are there good soil?
所以他们要试，碰到一个人，他就要试试看。
So whenever they run someone, they have a trial.
他们要了解这个人他心里面是不是好土。
They understand if his heart is a good soil.
如果他们碰见的是一个好土。
If they run into a so good soil.
他们就会很小心的再把那个土松开。
So they carefully cultivate the soil.
松开之后把它挖一个洞。
So they loosen and they dip the hole.
把那个种子深深的埋下去。
So they will place deeply the seed.
然后把它埋得紧紧，因为他们没有办法，他们经不起像那些在土浅石头地上长出来的。
Because they don't have way or they cannot put this in the.
因为那些太阳一晒就把它们烤焦了。
So when the sun comes.They will be burned.
他们也没有办法，他们也经不起啊。那他们是没有办法，这些长在从荆棘里面长出来的。
So those who were grown in from the thorns,
在他们那种地方，只有那种深深的扎根在土里面的。
So in those places, they can only sow the seed in deep in the soil.
长出来的
they can grow out of the soil.
才能经得起风吹雨打
can, only those can stand the wind and storm.
才能够结出果子来
then they can bear fruit.
他们知道跟随主耶稣是要付代价的
so they do know to follow Christ has to pay a price.
有一个机会我就跟一个美国的老姐妹跟她谈这件事情
I had the opportunity to discuss with an old American sister.
那么这个老姐妹她看看我，她就微笑了一下。
So this old sister smiled.
她说：“难道我们不是每一个人都应该这样子吗？”
Doesn't every one of us should be like this?
我想你们的牧师以前呢，也。伊牧师他有给你们介绍过这个Nine Marks of a Healthy Church 对不对、
I think your previous pastor he has introduced the book Nine Marks of a Healthy 一个健康教会的九个记号
对健康教会的九个标志哈现在中文翻译已经出来了
So now the Chinese translation is out
他就在上面告诉我们传福音我们要怎么传福音
Tell us how to evangelize.
他说第一个
The first,
你要诚实的告诉人们如果他们悔改并信靠耶稣他就会得救
You have to earnestly tell people if they repent and believe in Jesus they will be saved
信靠耶稣、啊、
You have a trust in Jesus
你就会得救
You will be saved
这也是圣经的真理
This is the truth
of the Bible. 我们不能随便更改。
We cannot change it.
但是他后面加了一句。
But he added something.
我们要告诉人家，那个是要付代价的。
We need to tell them that one need to pay a price.
第二个。
The second.
我们要迫切的告诉人。
We have a earnest desperate challenge.
如果他们悔改并信靠耶稣，
if they repent and trust in Jesus,
他们就会得救。
They will be saved.
但是你要告诉他，你必须现在就要做决定。
That you tell him that you must make a decision now, right now.
第三个。
The third.
你要很喜乐的告诉人家，
them,
如果他们悔改并信靠耶稣，
if they repent and trust in Jesus,
他就会得救，
they will be saved.
不管有多困难，
despite of all the difficulties,
这都是非常值得的。
It's very worthy of it.
我们从什么时候开始做门徒？
When do we begin to be a disciple?
耶稣他的大使命，他告诉他的门徒，他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So in the great command Jesus said, go make disciples of all nations.
就是你决志的那一天，
the day you committed yourself.
什么是决志？
What is the commitment?
决志不是你把主耶稣揣在你的口袋里面，
it's not you put Jesus into your pocket.
决志不是你把主耶稣放在你的心里面。
Commitment is not to put Jesus into your heart.
决志是你那一天那一个时刻，你把你自己完完全全的给了他。
So the commitment is the time, the moment you give yourself completely to him.
因为是他要做主啊。
Because he is going to be the Lord.
因为是他要走在前面。
He's going to be walk before you.
你要紧紧的跟着他，在他的后面。
You need to closely follow him behind him.
你知道那个希腊文呢，真的是有一个后面，在他的后面。
So the Greek word really have the meaning of the behind.
什么是决志？就是你信靠他，你把你自己完全交给他了。
So commitment is to give him yourself completely and trust in him.
我们在教会里面，我们做传道人常常发现一些事情。
In the church as evangelist, it often happens.
那么我们常常会看见人呢、啊，带着自己的救主来见主耶稣。
The people come to see Christ with their own Savior.
因为他们希望的是一个事情、一个东西或者是一个什么可以救他们。
So they were hoping something could save them.
救他们脱离现在的困难，
save them out of their troubles.
比方说家庭问题，
say example family problems.
比方说管教儿女的问题，
or parenting problems.
比方说经济的问题，
or economic problems.
这就是我们人的想法，
this is what our way of thinking.
这不是主耶稣要的，
but this is not what Jesus wants.
主耶稣要舍己，要我们舍己。
So Jesus wants us to deny ourselves.
要背起十字架。
Take our cross.
最后，我们看25节到27节。
Lastly, we'll see verse 25 to 27.
在这里，主耶稣讲了三个理由，为什么要舍己、背起十字架来跟随他。
Here he gave three reasons why we should deny ourselves, take our cross and follow him.
因为这三节每一个字。每一节的头一边哈，有中文有的没翻出来，都有一个因为。
Some of the Chinese may not translate the beginning of this verse this word because.
都有一个因为，所以我们知道这是理由。
So we know this is the reason.
第一个是在25节。
Verse 25.
他说：“因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life shall find it.
我们刚才讲到舍己。
We talk about deny ourselves.
主耶稣要的是把你过去的所有的这些东西通通放下来。
So Jesus wants you to put down all the things of the past.
你对神的想法。
The way you think about God.
你对救恩的观念。
Your thought about salvation.
你知道弟兄姐妹。你这些思想观念呢、啊？如果不是从神来的
，So if your thoughts and your thinking does not come from God，
当你过世的那一天
，And the day when you die，
也就没有了
，Then everything goes to disappear，
因为你不能带走的
，Because you cannot take with you，
因为那些是不属于神的
，Because those things do not belong to God，
但是
，But
这些东西留在当你活在这个世界上的时候
While you were living in this world,
这些思想观念或者是说你的思想包袱会影响你在这个世界上做事情
So the way you think that whole package will influence how you do things
它会把你抓住不放
It will hold you tight, will not let you go
影响你的行事为人
It's going to influence how you act
甚至影响你跟神的关系
Even influence your relationship with God.
他有一天他会把你带向远离神的地步。
One day it will take you way away from God.
第二个，因为在二十六节。
In verse 26,
他说：“因为人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？”For a man, if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul, what good will it be?What can he exchange for his soul?
世界上这些物质的东西
The world full of material things.
有一天当你死的时候
And one day when you die,
这些东西对你一点益处都没有的
Though this thing has no benefit for you.
但是当你还活着的时候
But while you are still living,
这些东西却会把你占据了
So they will occupy you.
让你没有办法明白神的话
preventing you from understanding God's words
第一个就像法利赛人撒都该人一样
so the first is just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees
第二个就像门徒一样
so the second is like the disciples
这是头两个因为
that's the first two because
我们再看最后一个因为在二十七节
let's look at the last reason
二十七节
verse 27
在这里呢 我喜欢把它因为加进去啊。他说因为人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人
So in verse 27 For the son of man is going to come in his father's glory with his angels and then he will reward each person according to what he has done
这是第三个主耶稣讲为什么要舍己做门徒跟随他的第三个原因
This is the third reason why disciples should deny themselves and follow him
我们将来都要面对耶稣
We're all going to face Jesus in the future
因为他自己讲了他说他要被钉死被受苦啊，然后被杀死然后呢三天以后从死里复活
Because he said that he's going to sufferHe's going to die and he's going to resurrect in 3 days.
换句话讲，他事情还没有做完。
In other words, he things are not done yet.
当然，他事情已经是成就了啊。
So he has completed.
但是他还要再回来。
But he's going to come again.
这就是我们为什么要舍己背十字架来跟随主。
So this is why.We need to deny ourselves, carry our cross, and follow the Lord.
主耶稣知道得很清楚。
Jesus knows clearly.
如果我们没有这种心的话
，If we don't have such a heart,
我们是没有办法紧紧地跟随在他后面。
We cannot closely follow behind him.
更何况我们真的是很感谢神。
So we really should thankful to our God.
当我们把我们自己交给他，当我们自己信主的时候，他就把圣灵放在我们里面。
When we present ourselves to him, when we become believers, he has given us his spirit.
他早就为你预备好了圣灵。
He has prepared for you.
让你能够走这一条路。
So that you can walk this path.
我们从这一段经文里面，我们发现，看起来好像做门徒是要付代价的。
From this passage, we discover that.To be a disciple will have to pay a price.
是不是?
Is that true?
真的是哈。
It is.
但是如果你再仔细去看的时候。
But you look carefully.
特别是二十五、二十六、二十七节的时候。
Particularly verses 25, 26, and 27.
一个不做门徒的人。
One who is not a disciple.
一个不愿意做门徒的人。
Who is not willing to be a disciple.
他所付上的代价。比做门徒的人付上的代价更大。
He's going to pay a greater price than those who are disciples.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
All the Lord Jesus who loves us.
把弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
We present all our brothers and sisters into thy hands.
把这个教会交在你自己的手中。
We present your church into thy hands.
让我们看见你自己的心意。
Let us see your will.
当我们在悲痛悲痛的时候。
So that when we were in sorrow,
你用这一段话来安慰我们。
You comfort us with this passage.
吸引我们。
Attract us.
愿意紧紧地跟在你的后面做门徒。
So that we are willing to follow closely behind you to be a disciple.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
愿你自己的旨意能够成全。
May your will be completed.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.